So, Kevin, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning. According to UNICEF, there are around 1 billion children living in poverty right now. That's almost every second child worldwide. It's a pretty shocking statistic. Is Australia doing enough to help these children in need?
Well, currently not, unfortunately. Our government has continually been slashing aid over the last few years, and it's a real shame because it's an issue that can be ended. There's been rapid decreases in the rates of poverty around the world. So, yeah, I think there's we've definitely got a government at the moment that's thinking a bit more in Australia as opposed to looking at what we can do outside of Australia. So that's I guess one thing that Oak Tree's trying to do as an organisation, which is where I work. Trying to put a bit more pressure on the government, but also try to do our bit through partnering with some organisations that work with young people across the world.
Yeah, and the campaign you guys are behind is called Live Below the Line. Can you explain how your organisation came up with it and why you chose $2 as the number to live day to day during the week?
Yeah, so the campaign arose about 6 or 7 years ago. A volunteer at Oak Tree and another organisation, they were overseas in Bangladesh, and they noticed the extent of poverty there. They'd heard the stats, they'd seen pictures, but they hadn't quite realised, come to grips with how serious the issue was. And so they came back to Australia and were like, we need to do something about this. We need to get more Australians actually aware of this issue and actually caring about this issue. So they figured the two of them did a challenge against each other to see who could live under $2 a day the longest. And the $2, that represented what the extreme poverty line was at the time in Australian terms. So they sort of did it 1 year. They realised, hang on, this is quite a, we can make some money off this. So, since then, Oak Tree has been running it in Australia, and an organisation called Global Poverty Project has been running it across a few other countries. And, it's been an annual opportunity to really get Australians really connected to the issue on a personal level. It's unlike many other issues out there. It's one that's very hard to have a personal connection to because not many people know someone living in poverty. But for these 5 days, people have at least a small experience of some of the challenges faced by people living in poverty, then hopefully they can better connect with this issue for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually did it a couple of years ago, and it is really, really tough. And people usually daily within, the first coffee or what have you, spend that daily allowance in one go. How do you recommend people can manage eating for a whole week on just $10?
Yeah, you probably need to give up your coffee for the week or at least find some innovative coffee alternatives. I guess the thing for us is mainly, you go to the shopping centre maybe at Saturday or Sunday, look for all the bargains you can find. But I guess it's really about finding a few staples, your pasta, your rice, your lentils, and that gets you through most of your meals. And you end up getting through the week, as you might have experienced. You actually eat, a decent amount of food, but the problem is it's just quite bland and you lose all that choice. And I think that's the thing we're trying to highlight in this challenge, that, people living in poverty, a lot of them don't have access to things, that don't have much choice, and that's the kind of experience you get through taking the challenge.
And but people who take part in the 5 day challenge and the campaign, do they have to sort of change the level of activity they do as well, given the amount of food or lack of food they would be eating throughout the week? Can they keep exercising and doing high energy activities?
We usually recommend to tone it down a bit. I think we still encourage people to find a nutritious diet, and they can do that to an extent. There's probably a few food groups that you might have to go a bit less in, but, we here at the Oak Tree office, we all do the challenge for the 5 days during the campaign week, and we're working pretty hard that week and still manage to get through it. But, I think it's... I think that it comes the moment that really hits you is not necessarily when you're sort of busy exercising, but maybe when it's sort of like 5 p.m. and sort of the hunger pangs hit and you sort of need to finish up a piece of work and you realise, okay, you really do need this food for energy. It does really make a big difference. So hopefully people can work it into their routines.
Yeah, and as I said, the challenge goes for 5 days, but you don't recommend going on beyond that. But if people want to continue to fight for the cause and highlighting the plight of people in poverty, how can they go about it?
Yeah, so you can donate to Oak Tree at any time of the year, but I guess this is a major fundraiser and we'll be fundraising for this initiative until the end of June. And the other thing is that, like, for young people, we have a what we call a community leaders program. So that's all about getting young people taking real action on this issue of poverty. We've got an election coming up this year where there's a chance to vote on this issue. And so, yeah, we're just trying to encourage as many young Australians as possible to get involved in this and see that they can play a role in this. And, yeah, hopefully if there's older people who are willing to support us too, just email us or give us a call, because we're always happy for more help in all kinds of ways.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER.
No worries. Thanks for having me.